Good morning. I'm wonderful. What a gorgeous morning.
It is.
It's great.
It is. It is. It is. Might even need a little jacket at the bus stop this morning if you're out there for a minute or stand in that sunshine to warm up. And speaking of buses, we know that's been the number one agenda item here for the last couple weeks, ever since school started on Wednesday, August 9th. And before that, we heard of perhaps the auxilio issues before that in Muncie. You throw it all in a bag, shake it up, and what we found out is auxilio didn't have buses that met MCCSE standards, didn't have enough drivers to fill the spots. We had children and parents frustrated and suffering on long routes to and from school. Perhaps we've tried to get everything worked out. The superintendent has apologized multiple times, including at the meeting on Tuesday night, including to a letter to all parents on that first weekend of school. I think what everybody wants to know right now is, where are we moving forward? Are things getting better? And what are we going to do to remedy this as we move down the road?
Wow, Glass, that was a great summary. And great questions. We are doing, the administration, and I am very, very confident of this, is doing everything they can to ensure that kids are getting to and from school and that we resolve our issues with auxilio. And what that means right now is they have been issued the notice that they are in breach of contract, which requires us to give them 30 days to remedy the issue. I do know that now this is in the hands of attorneys, so that means the board is out of it, our administration is out of it, and our legal counsel and their legal counsel are consulting with this now.
Have they provided a timeline other than the 30 days when they expect any responses or anything, or is that something?
You mean the attorneys?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
So
no.
We'll wait and see what happens with all
of that. Yeah, what we know is that it is, according to contract, it's a 30-day notice of breach. So we're required to do that for them to remedy the situation. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. But in the meantime, certainly that's a horrible, horrible issue for us to deal with. But in the meantime, the real priority is for our school corporation to make sure kids get to and from school safely. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And as you saw, one of the solutions to that is the superintendent proposed a wage hike, and the board approved that unanimously on Tuesday at the board meeting so that we can hopefully attract more people, maybe even some people who are working for us right now, whether it's some part-time workers, who want to supplement that with bus driving, and then it becomes a full-time job.
So the question I think on people's mind is, why didn't we just do this before the old auxilio hiring process? Why didn't you just raise that rate before and try to get bus drivers in the door that way? Or was that tried and the response wasn't good enough to fill the fleet?
Well, certainly we didn't increase the wages to the level that we have now. We did increase them. We tried a lot of different things in terms of working with the city, working with the county, working with IU, attracting bus drivers. You know what, Glass, I have to say to you, I don't know. I mean, I regret that we didn't try, and this is just from my standpoint, raising the salaries a little bit more. It seemed like what we were offering was certainly a fair wage. I understand now in looking at some other areas and the situation of driving a bus. I don't want to drive a bus. It's a tough, tricky job. You're driving a big vehicle, but then you have kids on the bus, and that makes it so complex. So maybe we should have been offering a higher wage before. The newspaper article, and I only know this from reading the newspaper, said people had been applied, that right after we advertised the new wages, we got some applications. Now, I will say, the one question I have is auxilio is paying less than the school corporation, so I'm not sure how auxilio is getting drivers when they're paying less than we are, but I know they're offering a bonus, a cash bonus, after 90 days, I think it is. So maybe there's some trade-offs there. I know they were going to offer increased employment or year-round employment, but I don't know. Maybe some people driving for auxilio are coming over to us. I'm not sure.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. When are we going to know when this quote-unquote works or doesn't work? Not with Auxilio per se, but are you expecting to have all these routes in contract or whatever these are called filled next month, next year, January 1st? What, Keith, what do you see as
As soon as possible.
And if it's not, and if it's not as soon as possible, and when we're having this conversation, I don't know, at the end of the school year, then we know it's not money, it's something else.
Well, remember how long we talked about what we had before. I think one of the things, Sue, I found interesting was one of the drivers who spoke on Tuesday talked about how in the old days we had farm people who were bus drivers.
Sure.
Because they had the hours availability. Well, we don't have as many farmers, and those people have retired.
Right.
The other thing that Sue pointed out is having children on the bus. And then the other part of it is it's only a five-hour kind of job, but it's in the morning and it's in the afternoon, and what do you do with the rest of the time? So it takes a special person to even want this kind of a job.
And just to put this in perspective, Sue, I have an article I'm looking at right here. I saved this especially for you and Keith, because some people think perhaps this is just a Bloomington problem. This is not. This is an ABC News article. The headline reads, "The country has a shortage of school bus drivers, which 22% of private bus contractors call severe." So this is happening in multiple places. Just not here in Bloomington. That doesn't make it right or wrong, but this is happening. This is happening everywhere else. Not everywhere else, but in a lot of other places. To solve this problem, if money doesn't solve it, is the answer just throw more money at it, or we'll jump off that bridge when we get to it?
You know what? I'm not an economist, Glass, but I did have somebody who has a background in economics saying that people don't want to drive no matter what the wage is, he said, isn't true. He said at some point the wage will be high enough to attract people. Now, the wage might have to be high enough that we just can't afford. I really don't know what the answer is. You know, we have a limit, and partially the limit is when we just raised school bus driver wages, but that meant we had to raise some other things too.
Training, because, supervisors, et cetera.
Right, and because of the salary schedule we have, we can't just raise school bus driver wages and then expect everything else to stay static. Because there's a difference in the jobs that we have and the wages that we pay. So at some point, the more we raise bus wages, the more we're going to have to raise other wages to stay competitive with that. So. And, you know, we don't have all the money in the world, but the priority is, and as the superintendent said on Tuesday, the first class a child has in the morning is on the bus. You know, and Keith's right. You know, if you go back years ago with the school corporation, we had many, 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 many more contract drivers because it was people who had a different kind of lifestyle, and they owned their own buses, and they farmed, and they used the buses also for other purposes. That decreased over the years, fewer and fewer contract drivers and more corporation drivers. So it's become a difficult thing to manage. And I'll be the first one to acknowledge those were good drivers. I mean, everybody knows those were good drivers. They were their own boss. If they didn't show up, they didn't get paid. So it was as contract drivers decreased, our corporation drivers were not increasing. So we needed to find another way to manage this. And I hope that we have, with what we're doing with the increase in wages for bus monitors and bus drivers and maintenance folks and supervisors. So we'll wait and see. But the newspaper said that the school corporation already had several applications right after this happened. So to me, that's a really good sign.
And Sue, I want to point out one other thing, and I don't know about other drivers and truck drivers and all the other stuff, and so I'm going to say right now, I'm not familiar with how that works. I will say the superintendent has said it multiple times, safety of the children is our biggest concern. And there's one other added thing because of a school bus driver, background checks and drug checks. This kind of stuff is crucial to being able to get a job, and that could have some effect on our ability to find drivers.
You're not going to bend your rules just
we
on those.
We can't bend our rules.
To do that doesn't make any sense.
And you know what? When people hear background check or drug checks. You know, they're thinking, you know, right away, you know, arrest record or something like that. But the other thing are health issues. I think one of the things that's considered is, you know, there's some heart issues and blood pressure issues and some other things like that that we're trying to make sure that anyone driving our buses is going to be A-okay when they're in that seat. So I'm with Keith. There's a whole lot of things about being a driver that we don't know, but the safety is the number one concern.
Keith Klein, Sue Wanzer, MCCSC school board members, checking with us every Thursday. What else was at Tuesday's meeting that we need to recap, Sue? I know that was the big focus.
That sure was a big thing. And I do want to say there were a lot of people who spoke to us at the meeting, people who were very upset with us. But, you know, as always, we welcome those kind of comments. I'm sorry that people are so upset, but it's important to our system to hear what people have to say. So I appreciate those people coming to speak with us. But another person who spoke to us was Cyrilla Helm, who's the director of our foundation. And she had an update for our food assistance fund. Remember, we had the issue with our food policy, and we created a food assistance fund through the foundation if people wanted to donate to that. And that would help pay off families' debt over $10 so that kids, because we've changed the food policy so every kid gets the meal that they need, but that means they could be incurring a debt. So we're helping to pay off that debt with our money and with donations. So she said since April, we've raised $7,000in that food assistance fund, and on April 21st, a lot of people know Natalie, who's a server at Nick's. She's organized a donate tips night for their servers. So that's on September 21st, and those tips will go to the Food Assistance Fund. And also on the 21st, the Comedy Addict is having their 9th anniversary celebration, and proceeds from those tickets will go to the Food Assistance Fund. And on October 4th, the Food Assistance Fund is being considered as a candidate for the Blooming Foods Positive Change Program. So at their meeting on October 4th, they're going to decide if we get to be one of their donation sites for their positive change. So I thought that was pretty exciting.
Well, that is good news. Absolutely. Community rallying around to take care of things
exactly.
Like that and get a head start on all of it. Obviously, we won't have a school board meeting until September. Budget issues, budget is next
right
on the agenda.
Right, and basically we have a second hearing in September, and the final budget passage will happen in October. One other quick thing Sue wants to mention, too. The superintendent announced Mini University. We used to have it called Leeds before, but this, you know, just like Captain Kellums talks about the police academy kinds of things, well, we have something like that for people who want to find out more about the school system.
Right, and 2 years ago, when it was the first year that we ran the Leeds program, and people would sign up for it, and it would last for 6 months. They'd meet once a month and learn. I mean, it's a very complex system, public education, and our schools are. So every month they would learn something new and different. This year, it's being called Mini University, and it's going to be a series of individual seminars that folks can sign up for. And the first one will be September 28th, and it's going to be about technology and how that's integrated into the curriculum. And the second one, I don't recall the date, it will be in October sometime, and it will be about our facilities. So if people are interested, they can go online and register. Of course, this is free. They can register, or they can call the administration center and get some more information and sign up for these seminars.
Excellent, and you can find more information there on the website, I'm guessing.
Yes, it's all on the website, exactly.
mccse.edu. All right, Sue, good job as always. We'll keep monitoring this bus situation. The 30 days for Auxilio to respond to the breach of contract. Obviously, everybody will want to know about that and keep us updated on adding drivers and adding routes and adding supervisors and adding. Well, that's what it takes to get it done. Let's get it done.
Okie dokie. Hey, thanks for giving me the chance to talk to you guys again.
Always. Thanks, Sue. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.